A Prayer for Brave Faith by Gwen Smith. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease, without fear of harm. Proverbs 1:33. It's understandable that we wrestle with the opponent of fear. The world is broken and life isn't a Hallmark movie or a fairy tale, although I do love a good Hallmark movie. In the same token, when I realize it's completely normal for us to process emotions of anxiety and unrest, the Bible says that it is not God's plan for us to crumble in its wake. 2 Timothy 1:7. We can't let fear run our lives. Fear was never meant to control or consume us. The good news is that God doesn't just tell us to suck it up and deal. He gives us the tools we need to help us in the fear fight. God's wisdom is perfect. It leads my heart, mind, and soul to safety and rest in a world that is filled with scary realities and uncertainties. And it's free for the asking. He gives us wisdom when we ask for it. That promise is found in James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. When we ask for and listen to God's wisdom, when we hear it, yield to it, apply it, and obey it, we will live in peace. Not the world's peace, God's peace. We will be at ease in Christ, not with perfect lives, but with lives that are led by the Spirit of God, not controlled by fear and anxiousness. We can and will experience calm in spite of the chaos. I hear your pushback. Really? That seems too easy. It's just not that simple, Gwen. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to tap an easy button here. The biblical instruction might be simple, but the implication of it isn't. If you and I are going to live with a brave faith, we need God's help. Remember, Jesus said that without him, we can bear no fruit. John 15:5. What does the fruit have to do with this conversation? Glad you asked. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Galatians 5:22. Peace. God's peace is more powerful than the fears of this earth, and his peace abounds in his presence. It is evidence of the Holy Spirit at work within us. When you and I spend time with Jesus, when we look beyond our fears to God's sovereign strength, when we trust in the wisdom of God and set our hearts on his word, we find the peace our hearts long for. Let's pray. Dear God, I need your peace today. I know that in order to be at rest, I have to stop juggling fear with faith. So I ask for your wisdom. Help me to be brave. I come now and hand over these concerns to you. Fill me with your love, joy, and peace instead, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.